So are you ready to put on the yoke of Jesus to proclaim his word to the world? First, I want to thank you for being here to celebrate 250 years of our nation. There's no better way to do that than by coming to pray and to thank God for the gift of being able to freely pray in our church. That's what the blood, sweat, and tears that for 250 years plus has given us to this day. And today's readings couldn't fit better for the gift of the celebration of our 250 years. Beginning with the first reading from Zechariah, the prophet is prophesying Jesus coming. And he's not telling us he's coming on this noble horse with this army of people and is going to fight this battle. No, he's coming meekly on a donkey to bring peace and joy from sea to sea to the whole world. In the second reading, Paul is giving us a beautiful message to live in the spirit of Jesus. Not into the flesh. Do not allow us to become selfish to where we just think about ourselves, feed myself, shelter myself, take care of myself, do everything for myself. No. Jesus talks and teaches that we go out into the world. That is exactly what our forefathers did, is they came and they went out and they did for each other and they built up this nation with that blood, sweat, and tears by giving what Jesus gave to them, faith and family and love. And in the gospel, Jesus is giving us the beautiful message of taking the burden and giving it to him. Put the yoke on with him. What's important about the yoke? The yoke is this long bar that is placed on two beasts of burden, horses and or cows or oxen. And the two of them work side by side, pulling the burden. What Jesus is asking us to do is to step next to him, and the two of us work together to pull that yoke. And he's telling us he's going to do most of the work. I think what's very important is that is what does the yoke mean in the old Jewish tradition? And it was, the terminology was the yoke of the law or the yoke of the Torah. And that would be a man who was deeply rooted in the teaching and or learning and becoming more learned in the Word of God through the laws that became such a burden. Those 613 laws that the Jewish tradition built up, Jesus is saying, come to me, and I will work with you and not put that huge burden upon you. That's what this country was founded on and built upon. The yoke was pulled by all those people. And before that, I did a little research on some history. What's our Catholic history to the building up of our country? First, I thought was very interesting. By 1776, the Catholic Church had already canonized over 10,000 saints. So we were well on our way of being where we are today. I Googled how many U.S. cities are named after Catholic saints. And I found it very humorous because the first line was, there are way too many for me to list here. But it did give me like 10 cities over on the West Coast and 10 cities here on the East Coast. The West Coast was formed primarily from the Spaniards down south in Mexico up into California and Texas. So it's San Francisco, San Diego, San Antonio, Texas. San is saint for in Hispanic or in Espanol. And saint from St. Louis over. So, you know, St. Louis, Missouri and all the different saints cities throughout this country. What is very important to know about all of that is when I first saw that, I was like, wow, that was the missionaries' work when they came to this country to spread the gospel. Those cities that I wouldn't even list are all cities that were predominantly formed and started by the missionaries. That is where our education system in the United States has come from. That's where our hospitals in our United States has come from. All of that was formed by those missionaries beginning to come and serve the people. I think it's very interesting that the University of Michigan was founded by Father Gabriel Richard, which again enforces that we, as a Catholic faith, formed the education at the beginning of this country. So there's a lot of work that went into building this country that gave us the ability to be here today. Faith and family. Our family culture is being attacked. I remember as a child, and I'm sure a lot of you remember as a child, there was something called the Blue Laws. And when I was a kid up through high school, we did nothing on Sunday but gather as a family. There was nothing open. You couldn't. It was against the law. And every Sunday was church, and everybody came to the house. I'm one of nine kids, and even as my older brothers and sisters got married and went off, they came back to the house on Sundays, and we gathered for a meal. Today, it's soccer, it's baseball, it's sports, it's other things. It's all taking away from the focus of Sunday to God and family. So I beg of you, what are we called to do? What is Jesus asking us to do to pick up the yoke with him? Is to be the leaders of our Catholic faith as a Christian world and teach others out there what it means to be a Catholic, growing, strong family, digging deep in a relationship with Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless our church, and God bless our country. Amen. Direction of the